Israel Ganaans, a new year is upon us, and we must all be thankful to the Almighty for His many mercies. I wish you all a happy and prosperous new year and best wishes for 2016. This past year has been an eventful one for our country, perhaps one of the most difficult in our 58-year history. There has been widespread despondency brought about by severe hardships, rising cost of living, high levels of youth unemployment, collapsed businesses, and increasing poverty, which is partly the result of a four-year-old energy crisis. Our country has become a byword for corruption. There are millions of anxious Ghanaians going into 2016 with questions about where our nation is heading and what the future holds. Certainly, this country, with an abundance of human and natural resources, deserves much better than what is currently on offer. We, the people of Ghana, have the power to bring about change in 2016 and return Ghana onto the path of progress and prosperity. It is important in this election year that we all work together with our public institutions to ensure that we have a level electoral playing field. We want fair, free, and credible elections whose outcomes will be readily accepted by all. That is the best guarantee of the peace, stability, and democracy of our country. Ghanaians are crying for change. The youth need to have hope again. I'm confident that we can transform our nation and use all the blessings that the Almighty has bestowed on us to bring prosperity to all our people. We can do it. God did not put us on this rich land to be poor. It is bad leadership that makes us poor. Let us rise and change Ghana. The battle is the Lord's. God bless you all. God bless Ghana. God bless Mother Africa. Thank you.